We use WordPress for all of our clients.
Almost half of the websites in the world are built on it. And if you use it wisely, it's very secure. It's very robust. It's super flexible. And that's why I love it. If you want to build a site on your own, I would still recommend going to WordPress.com.
Definitely WordPress.com and WordPress.org are different. If you get frustrated with building a website on WordPress, there's videos for everything.
And if you build your WordPress the right way, you don't have to worry about security issues.
So with WordPress, you can build so many different things.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Frustrated by Your Marketing podcast. Today, we are talking about why we love WordPress. I know we've talked about it a little bit. I mentioned it in previous episodes, but this whole episode is going to be dedicated to WordPress and why it's our favorite platform for web design and why we recommend it and use it almost exclusively.
We use WordPress for all of our clients.
Right.
It's definitely our favorite.
It sure is. And when we have to work on a website that's not in WordPress, I cringe.
Yep.
Partially we're just not used to it and it's just not as flexible. And then we're going to talk about that today. I'm going to give you a little background on my WordPress journey, which started in 2011. And then Madison will give, tell us about, how she got into WordPress, with Skyline and before. So my WordPress journey started in June 2011. And the exact same client that helped start my WordPress journey emailed me just yesterday. And he said that he thought WordPress had some serious security issues, which is very interesting because I had worked not in WordPress prior to June 2011. And an email, I looked back and I found an email correspondence. And at that time I was asked, do you prefer Joomla for a specific reason over WordPress, which is what I was using? And a lot of it had to do with WordPress.com versus WordPress.org, which is going to be, will probably be a different episode topic. But the long and short of it is that WordPress.org is the free open source software and WordPress.com is the same software, but bundled into a paid plan with hosting run by Automattic, which is the CEO of that company is the founder of the WordPress that most of us know. And I didn't know that. I was young in my web design and certainly very young in my WordPress journey. So I didn't know that. And I was using Joomla because it was free and flexible. And it worked for the clients that we were working with at the time. And so there was some back and forth where I said that I picked Joomla for that reason and quickly found out that the WordPress that I've been using since existed and was available and was free and open source and had everything that Joomla had, which is one of the much smaller now CMS platforms. It was much closer in size at the time to WordPress, but it had even more availability for plugins and for features. And I left Joomla in the dust at that point. I stopped using it. And so I thought that was very interesting that the exact same client, I guess it's 12 years later, emailed me, about, not liking WordPress. And there are, that is one of the sort of the biggest critiques of WordPress is that it has security issues. And the reason why is because most websites or almost half of the websites in the world are built on it.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to hack something, you go for where it's easy. You don't go for the 3% and figure out how to, hack Wix because there's just not enough value there. And if you build your WordPress the right way, we're going to go over this later in the episode. You don't have to worry about security issues. A lot of it has to do with how you host and how you build the site.
Definitely.
And so that's really, really important to remember that, it's a tool, it's software and you can use it poorly or you can use it wisely. And if you use it wisely, it's very secure. It's very robust. It's super flexible. And that's why I love it because the thing about WordPress, and I always sort of say this to myself, is when clients ask the question, what would be great? We hear this all the time when we're starting to work. What would be great if I could integrate with this software, if I could add this form, or if I could do this thing on my site, and WordPress has it, or you can build it for it. It's beyond flexible. Where if you work with Squarespace or Wix or Shopify, they're limited. I mean, not that, I'm sure there are developers that can make it work with there, but there's less resources.
It's definitely more difficult. Yeah.
Right. It's just more difficult to do. We are not, when we're doing SEO for our firm, we go after the term website developer, but we're not website developers. We're website designers. We use the stuff that the developers have created. WordPress itself, that software was developed by web developers. And, that's really the delineation. And there are dozens times more web developers for WordPress than there are for these other platforms. So there's a lot more stuff available. There's a lot more themes available. There's a lot more plugins available. And you can do anything. You can have a very simple bio website for your practice or for your business to super robust e-commerce sites all in WordPress. So, you know, the fact that you can, and it can grow, you can, without having to start over, you can start with just a basic website and then you could add e-commerce and then you can add forms and then you can add other pages, you can add a blog, you can add a chat board, all of that can be added after the fact. And the fact that your site can evolve so easily is the other thing that I like. So we don't have to go to our clients and say, okay, we have to figure this all out at the beginning. We could say, we'll build it. And then when you want to add this in 2 years, great. And then we can do that. And that's really, you know, in my WordPress journey over the last 12 years, that's what I've loved the most is seeing sites that start at A and get to Z as clients have asked that question, you know, it would be great. And WordPress has that flexibility. So,
yeah.
So I love it. And I apologize to this client for mentioning that, but yeah, I'm going to email him back later and tell him why he's wrong. But because he's also correct. I mean, yes, there are security issues on WordPress if you use it wrong.
But there are security issues on everything now. We see that right. With all the different types of platforms where you can create your website. So it's not just like one, everything deals with it.
Right.
So
absolutely. But yeah, so that's my WordPress journey, how I got started. I think it's very funny that I originally was sort of combative to the idea of using it, and now I sing its praises constantly. WordPress just turned 20 a couple of days ago.
Yep.
And it's amazing, and I love it. So yeah, Madison, tell me a little bit about I know the part since you joined Skyline, but tell me about WordPress, why you like it better, what other platforms you've used, and why WordPress is the one you like the best.
Yeah, so I've used a lot of different platforms. It's funny because my first real experience with building a website was, you know, I was that normal teenage girl that was like, oh, I'm going to do a blog and it's going to get really popular. So, of course, I did WordPress.com because that was kind of the easiest way to go. And of course, it's like a little bit expensive, I mean, especially for a high schooler when you're, you know, wanting to start a website because it's like $300 per plan. But that was kind of my first experience with WordPress. And it was a little frustrating at first, but when you have no website experience, you know, everything's frustrating. And so once I decided that I wanted to do marketing and website development through Arizona State University, I ended up getting a job with a jewelry company in Oregon. And they did not use WordPress. They used a platform that was specific for jewelers looking to put like products on their website, because our jewelry company had probably like, I would want to say like 1,000 products on there because, you know, there were rings, there were necklaces, all those different types of things. So I was having to kind of run the show on that. And I can't even remember what that platform was called because it was so, I want to say niche.
Oh, for sure.
That's pretty niche. So it was so difficult. Yeah. Yep. And then my next experience after that was for a real estate agent in San Francisco. She used Squarespace. And that was really frustrating because once you start getting kind of in the WordPress groove, it's really hard to switch to other things. And then I also have experience with Wix, but I keep going back to WordPress because once you learn it, it is so easy. And yes, there is a difference, obviously, between WordPress.com and WordPress.org. But the cool thing, too, is everybody knows what WordPress is. So if you have an issue or if you want something done to your website, it is so much easier to find a developer or marketing company that can kind of put those things on your website for you and build it up because there are so many people using WordPress now. So that's kind of my experience with all these different platforms and then realizing that WordPress is definitely my favorite.
That's great. And that's a great point too. And something that we'll continue to talk about is that when, you know, so if you're listening to this and you are ready to start a new website and you find somebody and they specialize in Squarespace or Wix, or Shopify or one of these other platforms, just realize that if you don't continue your relationship with that developer, the group of developers or designers that you can work with is a lot smaller if you have to find a replacement.
For sure. Yeah.
If you build in WordPress, you know, if we were to build something in WordPress and you part ways with Skyline, we'd be sad, but you're going to find somebody. Like they're all out there. Everybody, you know, there's probably only a handful, you know, it's probably 5% of firms don't use it at least a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, so you'll find some, you know, it'll be very easy to find somebody. Every web designer will use it, you know, unless they're very, very specialized either in one of these other platforms or something else. And so it makes it easier. It makes it easier if you're going to do something, if your question, you know, will be great is super, super technical. You know, again, we're not developers. we can find, like Madison mentioned, we can find someone that can special code that very easily. Where if we had to do that for Wix and Squarespace and Shopify, those are very specialized. There are limitations to what you're allowed to do on the platform. You don't own, you know, the other thing is you don't own it on those platforms. You're paying, you're renting that, right? So,
and it can be super frustrating also when you want to do all these different things to your website and you want to make it, you know, personalized to your brand and your business, and you can't do as much. I mean, it is easier because, you know, it's like hosted through them, so they make it a little bit easier, but you just don't have as much wiggle room with things you get to do for your brand.
Yeah. And again, you stop paying them and your site goes away. Like there's you can't pay somebody else for your Squarespace site. If you want to switch, you're locked in. Like you can't start paying, oh, I want to pay Wix now. That's not how it works. Like they own it. Where with WordPress, you own that code and you can move it wherever you want. You can move it to a different hosting company. You can move it to a different web designer. You can do it yourself. And so that's really important, that, you know, the fact that it's open source and the fact that it's been, you know, for 20 years, it's been continuously developed and improved. You know, there are things that I don't, you know, as much as I love WordPress, there are things I don't love about it, but most of it is I'm seeing incremental improvements every, I think they release new versions every like 3 times a year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's gotten faster. It's awesome for SEO. And again, all these other companies have built their livelihoods on it too, including Skyline. So there are so many talented people that, you know, are part of the WordPress story. Obviously the developers that are developing WordPress, and they're all volunteers. So that's amazing. And then there are the plugin developers that just do it for fun. There's plenty of free plugins and they, you know, you can tip them through Patreon and stuff like that. And then there are the ones that have plugins that are paid and they have built entire livelihoods on it. There are hosting services based strictly on hosting with WordPress in mind. There are, you know, it's an amazing group of people and they're by and large helpful. I mean, obviously there's always bad players in communities, but you know, I've only met a few that weren't helpful when I've asked questions. So I think it's really great. So that's the why. And then, so let's talk a little bit about how great WordPress is, you know, in its stature, right? So again, it's free and open source, which I think is the reason why it grew so fast, you know? So if you're, there's a million reasons to pick free and open source. You can't afford to pay. You are nervous about being locked in. You know, you're just sort of anti-capitalism or whatever. There's a bunch of reasons to have choose it, but that's why it's grown. And so, you know, it now, the stat I found this morning, it's 43% of all websites use WordPress.
Yeah, that's not surprising whatsoever. I mean, I was almost thinking it'd be more than that, to be honest, but.
So that's of all websites. And then it's 64% of all content management systems. So
okay,
that's, you know, WordPress is, it's not, each page isn't hard coded. This is something we'll go over more again in another episode, but basically it's a database, like an Excel sheet, a SQL database of information that is then pulled into the page. The page doesn't exist until you go to it, which is very interesting. So it's sort of like the question is, if you were to build a page and never visit it, did it ever exist? I don't know. It's sort of, you know, one of those, like one of those weird brain teasers, but it doesn't exist until you visit it. It just, you know, when you go there, it takes all that information and it builds that page on the fly. And then if you have a caching program, it, you know, it does save that, but that's how it works. So those are content management systems. And, you know, so it's 64%. And to put it in comparison, Shopify is only 6%. Wix is 3.5%. Squarespace is 3%. And Joomla, which is the one that I started with, is 2.5%. So it has these, you know, it is more than all of those combined. That's how much.
Well, even like Shopify, that's more made for like creators and shops, right? So it's more of like product selling, whereas WordPress, you can do that too. So with WordPress, you can build so many different things. You can sell products, you can have blogs. They just make it so versatile for different things you want to do.
Yeah, Shopify, I mean, if you're using that for something other than e-commerce, you shouldn't be on Shopify. I've used it a little bit. I'm not the hugest fan of it, but it is definitely more robust than some things I've seen on WordPress for shopping, because it's literally built for that. And I would say e-commerce, and we'll go over in another episode WooCommerce, which is the sort of the platform on WordPress for e-commerce. I'm not the biggest fan of, not necessarily of it, but how it's priced, because it is a lot of it is paid. You know, some of it is free, but the second you want to do anything, you know, oh, you want an invoice? Okay, well, that's going to cost you $30 a year. You want it, you know, everything is a la carte. And so it can get very expensive if you start building out a robust platform. And it's kind of annoying.
Yeah, especially with WordPress.org if you're doing self-hosted.
Right. And you have all these different developers you have to pay for all the different plugins to just make it do what it's supposed to do. I mean, it's not even like crazy things that we want to do that that cost. So, you know, I wish that there was, you know, it was priced more like some of the plugins that I really like, the premium plugins like Gravity Forms. You know, that one you pay a fixed price per year. You get to use it on unlimited sites. You know, maybe they could have for WooCommerce a fixed price per year to use on some sites, or you know, five sites or two sites or one. But all this sort of a la carte, it's just annoying the way it's built, but it can get the job done. So Shopify has a reason, but Wix and Squarespace, and you know, all of these have a reason. Joomla, I don't know. Again, I'm out of that space for 12 years now, but Wix and Squarespace and GoDaddy Builder, which is terrible, they all have a purpose. If you want to build a site on your own, I would still recommend going to WordPress.com instead of WordPress. So again, that's the paid version, because that can still be ported out in some form or fashion.
Yeah, definitely.
If you got to that point.
And there are so many videos. Like if you get frustrated with building a website on WordPress, there's videos for everything. Like,
right.
Again, it makes it so easy.
Yeah, I'm sure there are videos for the, well, I've watched some for Shopify recently. They're out there, but there are less of them because less people are using it. So there's numerous, you know, more videos, anything you can think of that is covered for WordPress. But Wix and Squarespace, they're very much, it's kind of like Apple, right? You know, they're very controlled, you know, the good and bad of that. Like if you figure it out, you can do it. But the second you ask the question and it doesn't have, you know, it would be great, you're in big trouble, because they don't, again, it's very controlled like Apple is. They've got this ecosystem. You pay to be part of this ecosystem. It's, you know, if you once you're, you know, I'm not used to it, but if you were used to it, I'm sure it's very user-friendly to do what they want you to do. But the second you ask, you want to do something else, it's hard. So again, if you think if you're not picky, if you're not going to question design aesthetics, you're just going to pick a theme, add your information and be good to go, those will probably be fine. But just know the second you start, you want to evolve your site or you want to bring other developers in, you're gonna regret it. So you kind of have to ask the question, is where is my site going to be in 5 years? If it's like, no, I'm going to be happy with this. I just want a basic site. I want to be able to control it myself. Those are probably fine, as well as WordPress.com. And, you know, that would be my choice for it, because at that point you can then take that out and do the more fun stuff. And there's a lot of, I don't use WordPress.com at all right now, but I had used it in the past. I know that a lot of the plugins there is parity. They will go into both. So there is.
Well, and that's the frustrating too. So I'm using WordPress.com currently for my author website, and it's definitely frustrating after, you know, working with our clients and being able to do self-hosted. But it is frustrating because if you want plugins, you have to increase the plan that you have.
Oh,
and
okay.
I chose that just because I knew it was, you know, more simple, because I'm not like always putting stuff out there right now. But definitely WordPress.com and WordPress.org are different. Like you are restricted to what you can do on it, but does make it more simple if you're not hands-on all the time with your website.
Yeah. That's the question you need to ask if you're starting your website journey, is how much do I want to be involved? How much help do I want? What do I want to be able to do? How much flexibility do I want? And that's how you can do. So, you know, WordPress really is, you know, it's a platform like WordPress.com and Shopify and Wix and Squarespace and so on. But it's different in that, you know, you have that flexibility. So that's how great, you know, that's how prominent it is, I guess. And that's, you know, I think a lot of it now, people use WordPress in some ways because it's talked about so much. Like it is out there. You know, if you talk to somebody, they say, I want to, you know, a lot of people come to us and say, I want a website in WordPress. You know, they already know that it's in the ecosystem of businesses to know that that's the one to have, which is great, which is why they're growing. Because I looked at an old document we did, probably 5-10 years ago, and I think they had 27% market share at the time, and now it's 43%. So it's, you know, growing every year by a couple percentage points. And I think, you know, it'll never be 100%, but I do think it'll get over 50% before it's a 30-year mark. And And it's always evolving, which is the best part. Some of those, again, I'll go over my other least favorite thing. There was this big hoopla about Gutenberg, which is, I think it was WordPress version 5, I don't know, which is essentially their builder program, so a block builder. And I've never used it more than just to test it out for like 2 seconds and realize it was not what I wanted. They keep putting a lot of resources behind it. I think, again, we're not developers, so I think the code behind that is probably what helps Elementor run, which is the builder we use. And so that's probably good that it exists, but it's really bad. And in fact, if you look on WordPress, the most highly installed plugin is the Classic Editor, which gets rid of the block editor. I think it has like 5 million installs or something like that, or maybe even more than that. So obviously I'm not alone thinking that it's bad. It's one of the first plugins I always install. I like the way it looked before. And we use our builder on top of that, and it just allows for a much easier interface and ease of use. But, you know, they're not going to, there was a reason for that. You know, block building is important. That's why we use Elementor, which is a much more robust block builder.
Love Elementor.
And it's amazing. And we'll do a whole episode on that as well. But so the point being is that, you know, they're doing what they think is right. They're trying to evolve with the way the market is evolving. They're trying to grow. They're trying to make it faster. That's always a challenge for any content management system. I mean, when I was building sites before 2011, we were building them in HTML and they were lightning fast because they didn't have to go to that database to grab data. And we didn't have all these plugins. It was just text and pictures, and it was super, super, super lightning fast. So there's the software you use for, increasing your speed is important. The hosting you use is important. And WordPress, the core, behind that platform is important. And they're always working on that. Every new release, I'll see that it's, things load 3% faster or something like that, which is great. And, so these are very smart developers working on this, and it continues to get better. It's so much more robust than when I first started using it, and I loved it then. And it just allows for us to do anything clients ask for, which is really why I love it.
That's so true. Yeah. So I know we're going to talk a little bit about favorite plugins.
Yes.
Talked about Gravity Forms a little bit. I know we both love Yoast. What are some of your favorite plugins that we use for WordPress?
So one that I use for WordPress that isn't really in WordPress is called ManageWP. It's the only thing that GoDaddy's ever done that I really love, or they bought it maybe. I think they own it. So ManageWP is a great plugin that we use that allows us to manage our WordPress. So you can you can log in to all the websites. So it allows us to share out our passwords in a safe, secure way for all of the websites that we manage. It does daily backups. It has downtime monitor. So if a site goes down, I get an email, which is amazing. And there's a couple other things that I don't use it for. Like you can, do like very basic SEO stuff, and you can white label it. So, your company shows up, and, a couple other things. But it's really great. It's fairly inexpensive for what it does, and it keeps everything in one place, which is amazing. So I love that one. We'll probably talk about that more too. Just when you get into, if you're listening to this and you're a marketing firm or a web development firm, organizing multiple sites on different hosting platforms and different software and different versions and different plugins. You can also see plugins. You can update the plugins right in the software. It's amazing. So that's one of my absolute favorites.
Yeah, for me, I would definitely say Yoast. I know I mentioned that a little bit earlier, but I mean, most of my job, I would say, is website building and SEO. And Yoast makes it so easy to know what you're doing wrong with your SEO. And it's just so nice because if you're like, let's say you're building a post or a page, you can go in there, you can do the meta. It shows you with little like green or red buttons if you're on track with SEO or if you're doing horrible at it. And it's just so nice to be able to see, the different things you're doing right with your SEO. And it makes it so easy for every page, every post, just so you're on track with it.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's the most popular SEO plugin by far. Rank Math is another one that I've tested out a little bit. I still don't 100% get it. We have it installed for a couple of our sites.
Yeah, I've used that quite a bit too.
Yeah, I don't like it as much. I get the concept behind it. I think it's more for reading the data that we get from other places. Where Yoast is really good for like on the page itself. I think Rank Math brings in more external data, like we use Ahrefs for.
Mm-hmm.
But that's another really popular one. But you definitely have, you know, you want to put in an SEO plugin of some kind. And that's another place that WordPress really excels over these other CMS platforms. They're just, it's great for SEO.
Yeah, most of the other ones, at least I know with Squarespace, I think there's a little bit of SEO stuff you can do, but it's nothing close to what you can do with plugins in WordPress. And that's the nice thing about Yoast too, is you have the paid version, but then there's also the free version as well. And even the free version makes it fairly easy to go in there and just do like the simple things. Because I think we use the free version for most of our clients, and we can still easily get our clients to rank for whatever industry they're in.
Yeah, no, the free version is fine unless you're doing something very technical. I don't like their pricing model either, which is why we mostly only have the free version for them, and the paid version doesn't give you enough, and then it's very expensive for what you get, in my mind. Except for the few cases, like when you're doing very niche location-based stuff for multiple cities, then you get the value for it. But I don't see the huge value increase for what you get on the regular paid for a regular site. I think they're like $100 a year per site, which is not super expensive if you got more value. But to put it in comparison, my favorite plugin is Gravity Forms of all time. As far as what we get for it, for what it costs, I think it's like
$100. And we use that for like every single client too.
Yeah, it's amazing. It is super easy to use. I mean, building a form before that, I was using the free Contact Form 7, which if you ever used WordPress, you probably used it at one point and you had to like hard code in all your forms and it took forever. This is a very WYSIWYG and it's very easy to use. It is, I feel bad because I love it so much. I pay less to them than I do to the third party add-ons for Gravity Form. So we use, it's Gravity Wiz and I don't know, there's a couple other ones, but I think they're only $159 a year for unlimited sites. And we get that value by the end of January, maybe by the second week of January. In what we use it for. I mean, because we're all about generating leads for people and we use these forms and they're amazing. They're easy to track. They're easy to build. And then there's this whole ecosystem, just like there's a WordPress ecosystem of plugins. There's a whole Gravity Forms ecosystem. So again, it's the most popular, I'm pretty sure it's the most popular, at least the most popular paid plugin for forms. Contact Form 7, because it's free, might still be number one. But because of that, there's all these great developers building stuff to build on top of it. So I'll have ones where like you can send follow-up emails after the fact. And actually Gravity Forms recently built that into their core software. You can, you know, set up tracking forms, you can integrate it with Google Sheets, you can, I don't know, there's a million different things, and we'll do a whole episode on Gravity Forms and how much I love it. And again, I love it, and I also love it more just because it's so inexpensive. Like you absolutely need to buy this. it is the best deal on the market for WordPress plugins by far. If some of these other plugins, I mean, even if Yoast was like $1,000 a year for unlimited, I'd probably have that and use all the premiums. But you know, once you get into, you know, we manage over 50 sites, you know, I don't want to spend $5,000 a year.
Yeah.
For the little added benefit. But, you know, maybe I'd pay $1,000 or $500. I don't know. It's just, it doesn't price well. But I have a couple that we need it for, so we do it.
I was going to say, especially if you're doing like the book an appointment or contact us, there's so many different things that you can do with Gravity Forms that makes it so easy for people to get in touch with you. We even use it for ratings, like sending our clients to, or like clients, you know, consumers and customers to different review sites and things like that. It makes it so easy.
Right. Yeah. I know we mentioned that on the reviews episode, we do review gating and that's how we do it in Gravity Form. So we have a little survey and if they check that it's a 1 or 2 star survey, they don't get the, you know, rate us on Google. And if they check 4 or 5, they get the redirected to the page where they rate us on Google. So,
but they do get sent to the page that's like, how can we help you? What was wrong with your visit? Or what can we do better? So it's a way for at least our clients to see what, see what they need to improve on. So,
yeah. So, yeah. So I think those are my favorite ones. We have others that we'll go over if we do a plugin episode. The other thing I'd mention is going back to that email from the client about security issues is that you need to have a good hosting company that has solid security. If you know, it's sort of the first point of entry, because the hosting company is what allows traffic in. So if they're blocking things and if they're available to to watch your sites and make sure that they're running right. If they're built, if it's a hosting company built for WordPress, that will all help. And that's, you know, that's the first line of defense for having good security. So we use primarily Flywheel now. We also have some sites on SiteGround, and they're both excellent for security. Flywheel is sort of the Cadillac of security. At the beginning, when we started, we had everything on iPowerWeb. And I think all the sites, you know, the hosting for the year was like $200. And, you know, now we pay like $1,000 a month. So, you know, you get what you pay for. The sites are also way faster now, you know, because again, that was very inexpensive shared hosting that, you know, wasn't built for WordPress. Now we're on, you know, expensive WordPress hosting that's very secure. So is WordPress the problem? Maybe it's part, you know, any, you know, it is the software that sometimes gets hacked, but the way you use it is really important. And, yep, you know, hiring the right web designer that can, and asking, you know, ask them, what are you hosting on? And check your speed. And that's all very important, because that is one of the issues. One of the other issues of WordPress is speed. So, you know, make sure you're doing all the things and pay, you know, if you're going to spend all this money on a website and it's driving your revenue, spend a little bit more on your hosting. Like it's something that I learned along the way as we evolve. But yeah, that's, you should spend that money, because that's the best money you can spend. That'll help you get more retention. That'll help you get more leads. And that's the reason why the site exists to begin with. So you should spend that, and it'll also definitely keep your site more secure.
It's so worth it. WordPress makes it so easy. Can be frustrating at first, but everything is so.
Yeah. So yeah, so this was our love letter to WordPress. We think it's great. And we're going to do, I came up with like three or four other topics we'll do in future episodes, probably not next week, but we'll do some maybe specifically on some of these plugins. Elementor is the builder we use. We could do definitely do a whole episode just on Elementor, probably a whole episode on Gravity Forms. We could do episodes on hosting and security. So, you know, look out for other episodes on WordPress in the future. And if you're hearing this and you are about to start on a website journey, get WordPress, you know, do that. You won't regret it, especially if you think your site's going to evolve. Again, there are niche cases where you wouldn't want to do it. But by and large, that's the place you want to be.
Definitely.
Awesome. Well, thanks everybody. This is a great episode. We'll see you next week. And I think we might talk about email marketing. That's our next one.
Ever have any fun topics you want us to cover? Drop it in the comments.
Yeah. Let us know. I think maybe email marketing next time. And yeah, we would love to hear from you if you have anything you want us to cover. And have a great week. And we'll like, subscribe, follow, all that stuff. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah. See you next week.
Bye.